And so the only one that needs real splitting so far was tape one, as I recall. Maybe there's some others that had cuts. Where we got pieces buried tight to each other.
Now this is another color display here,
yeah.
And
what do they call it? A turtle.
Well, it's a wave. It's sort of displaying a surface, and the surface is kind of waving around, and the color is changing.
We don't know why.
I think it's just intended to look pretty. Yeah, and to give an idea of how you could use color to do stuff. So. Okay, here is the big turtle. This was the original turtle.
How big is it?
Well, it's about almost a foot and a half in diameter, and about 2 feet high or so.
Okay.
And it has stepping motors and belts to run, and this was used with the kids. It's something that the kids can see, so it was fairly popular, even though it was very early, and it was kind of primitive in some ways. The kids kind of liked it, so they continued to use it. We had a number of other turtles too, which some of which are in this display.
And that's, how's it being controlled? The wires coming into the
top? Yeah, so it's they're wired,
yeah.
This doesn't show how it was controlled. I mean, it could be local in the computer room. It could be at a school.
When somebody's playing with a turtle, they're sitting at a keyboard and they're going right, left, circle.
They're in the operational configuration, which you know we don't know for sure whether that was or not, but I think it probably was. I mean, they have a teletype or one of these executive ports.
Yeah.
They have the LOGO programming language.
Okay.
The LOGO programming language has commands like forward 10, right 90, stuff like that.
So it's full LOGO.
Yeah.
Okay.